You're listening to The Walk, one insignificant man's journey back to an unmatchably significant savior. My name is Rob Goodell. Thanks for journeying with me on this mile of The Walk.
How do you shut your mind off when you pray? If you have ADHD like me, you have a very busy mind. There are constantly thoughts coming in and going out, and it's like a constant static that seems to layer over everything. And it doesn't matter what time of day it is, whether it's when you wake up in the morning, you may be in the shower, you might be going to the grocery store, you might be trying to write something, you might be cleaning dishes, you might be putting your head on the pillow to go back to sleep. And all day long, it's just this cacophony of sound and thought and music and worries and fears and dreams, and it's so hard to get around. It's so hard to focus. And so sometimes when I sit and I try to pray and try to meditate on what the Lord is saying, I struggle because it feels like I'm that fool who walks into the throne room of God, where the magnificence and the holiness and the greatness and the beauty of God should compel the visitor who walks into that throne room to keep their mouth shut. And yet here I am just blabbering and blabbering and blabbering, and I just can't shut it off, and I just can't close my mouth. I'm just talking and talking and talking and talking. And you know how, like, when you're, I don't know if you've ever been in like a first date with somebody. I'll like kind of give you an example here. The first date that I had with my wife, Rebecca, she would even tell you that I wouldn't shut up, that I was constantly talking, and that she actually timed me to see how long I would go between sentences or between just periods of talking and not talking, and could I actually maintain silence. And I can confess to her that I struggled with that, because silence was scary for me, because silence had been used against me in some ways that are hard to really express or to understand, unless you've been in a relationship before where you get the silent treatment, or the words that you say are used against you. And there's just this fear about how silence is going to be used to punish you. And now this is a little bit different, because I don't feel like that towards God. God's never punished me with this silence. And honestly, I'll say that there are definitely times when I fail to maybe understand or realize what exactly he's trying to say, or perceive what the meaning of what he said is. But I don't think that there's ever been a real time in my life where God stopped speaking. There are definitely periods of time in my life when I stopped listening. But I'm at this period of time in my life right now where I want to hear God's voice so deeply, and I want to understand what he's saying. I want to know what it is that he wants to speak to me. And then there are just these times where it seems like he's trying to talk, but I'm just interrupting him. I'm just constantly interrupting him. I'm constantly just throwing things at him, or just overlaying my own noise over the God of the universe and what he's trying to say. And that's such a frustrating place to be, because if I could stop it, I would. If I could stop it, I would. If there was a way for me to just turn my brain off for 5 minutes and turn my ears on and just listen. And that's what I would do. But I struggle with that. I struggle with that. And so there are times I'll wake up in the middle of the night and I can't sleep. And I sit and I try to pray, and I try to speak with God, and I try to commune with him, and I try to dwell inwardly and let him speak to me. But thought after thought after thought, and worry after worry after worry, and fear and fear and fear just continue to compound and fill me with angst. And here I am standing in the throne room of God alone, him and me, God of the universe, one who spoke my life and all life into existence, and I can't shut up for 5 minutes. What do you do with that? What do you do with that? I'm grateful that we have a God who looks at me as feeble and foolish and self-considering as I am. And he doesn't hate me. And he doesn't tell me to shut up. And he doesn't cut the tongue out of my mouth. He listens. And he waits. And he lets me get it all out. And then instead of condemning me, he holds me close and then demonstrates his love. And while sometimes it's not an audible voice, and certainly not in the way that we would perceive a voice, he shows that he's listening by answering the prayers and by providing and by just doing miraculous things. Things that I couldn't have ever expected or would I ever understand. So I wonder, for some of you, do you find it hard, difficult to focus? Do you find it difficult to quiet your mind and pray? Do you find it difficult to stand in the throne room of God and be silent in His presence? If you do and you're like me in this area, I think the word that you and I both need to meditate on and to really consecrate ourselves to doing is to endure. Keep trying. This is a discipline. It's a discipline. Some people call this goodness, now I'm trying to think what the word is. Of course, when I want to say the word, it escapes me. But it's a form of meditative prayer. This is a way that we pray, in which we, instead of speaking out loud and instead of speaking at all, sometimes we just need to sit and just comprehend who God is. And dwell within where the Spirit resides. And so often we're trying to reach God in this external world, and we're physical about it, right? Like we speak the words out verbally and audibly, which is great and fine. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with that. That's good. You should do that too. But we do that, or we write things down, or we just think thoughts. These aren't just thoughts either, by the way. Like this is communicating with the Holy Spirit within you. And sometimes, like for those of us who have such a strong, loud inner voice and all these noises and all of these thoughts and fears, we have to wrestle with them. We have to fight them, and we need to try to make space within our minds, within our hearts, and within our time for God to speak. It's something that I'm working on. I'm not great at it yet. I'm growing there. But I think, if anything, I think the one thing that you and I need to do is to really push ourselves to endure the silence. Endure the silence, like where we try so hard to fill that silence, and honestly, it's not really trying. It's just our brains just fill the silence because we're busy people. Really press in and try to create the silence. I find that like counting your blessings actually works. It actually works if you try to numerically count the blessings that you have in your life. If you try to do that, you just focus on the ways that God blesses you. Your mind just completely drowns out all of that noise with truth about God and about who you are in His sight. Maybe it's a Bible verse that your heart has latched onto, just repeating that over and over and over and over again until your mind is completely clear and you're ready to receive what the Spirit wants to say to you. But if you're in a place in life as a Christian and you feel like life is getting dull, you feel like it's getting monotonous, and you begin to wonder whether or not, like, there really is a difference between the way everybody else lives life and the way you live life, really consider dwelling inward and working on that prayer life, working on that time in the desert just to pour yourself, pour your heart out before the Lord, and then let Him speak to you. Let the Spirit speak to you. Ask for the Spirit. Ask for the Spirit to come into you and to speak to you. Ask for the promises of God. And remember your blessings and remember His promises. Because every time that you lift those things back up to the Lord, it makes Him smile. And if you have a busy mind, it's okay. It's not your fault. There is rest for us. It's in the Father's arms. And sometimes we just have to work a little harder to find it. But that's your story. That's my story. That's our testimony. And where we meet God, we meet Him powerfully. So press in. Don't give up because your mind is busy. Don't give up because you struggle to hear. Press in. Keep trying. Keep seeking. Keep knocking. The door will be answered. God does hear you, and He will speak to you. Thanks for listening. I hope you're blessed. I love you. Hopefully we'll talk again soon.